Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 314, Nothing Can Separate. Listen with me. Romans 8, verses 38 and 39. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Paul does not say, I hope nothing separates us. He says, I am sure. That is a different thing entirely. That is not optimism. That is not wishful thinking. That is a conviction forged in suffering, in shipwrecks and prison cells and nights that did not end easily. And Paul's certainty does not come from Paul. It comes from the faithfulness of God revealed in Christ. We need to understand where that certainty is rooted, because if we don't, it slips away from us the moment things get hard. God's love is not an abstract idea that sounds nice on Sunday morning. It was demonstrated on a cross in flesh and blood. Christ gave his life for us while we were still sinners, not after we cleaned ourselves up, not after we earned it. That is the ultimate proof. If God did that for us when we were far away, what could possibly make him stop now? And so Paul leaves no door open. He sweeps through the entire universe, piece by piece, closing every exit for fear to enter. Death cannot. Life, with all its weight and chaos, cannot. Angels, rulers, spiritual powers we cannot see, cannot. Things that have already happened, things that haven't come yet, neither one. Height, depth, anything that exists in all of creation, nothing. Paul is not being naive. He knows what suffering is. He is simply saying, I know the size of the love that holds me, and nothing out there is bigger than this. And notice, death leads the list, not as a threat, as a witness, because Jesus died and rose again. Death no longer has the final word. If not even death can separate you from Christ, then what could? The resurrection of Jesus is the living guarantee that God's love is stronger than the worst thing the world can throw at you. Stronger than your diagnosis, stronger than your history, stronger than the failure you are convinced is too far gone to be reached. And all of this, every last word of it, is anchored in a person. Paul does not say the love of God in general. He says, in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is not a feeling that rises and falls with your circumstances. It is a reality fixed in someone who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Your emotions will shift, your situation will change, but he does not change, and the love that is in him does not pass away. Today, before breakfast, do one thing. Pause. Place your hand on your chest and say out loud, not in your head, out loud, nothing can separate me from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Let your own voice carry that truth into your heart this morning, because you need to hear yourself say it, not as information, as a declaration, as someone who knows where they are anchored. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.